tomorrow morning, if all goes as planned, the tallest rocket in the world will blast off. It's an experimental version of the rocket NASA is designing to replace the aging space shuttles, but the test flight is coming just days after a panel of experts told the White House that this rocket program can't do the job that it was intended to do. Maybe, they said, it should be scrapped. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Down at Kennedy Space Center in Florida, the past and the future are sitting on two launch pads. One launch pad has Space Shuttle Atlantis, which has been flying since 1985. The other has what NASA hopes will be the future.
Yes, I'm standing right inside the gate at pad 39D.
I caught up with John Cowart as he stood right in front of a skinny white rocket that's nearly twice as tall as the shuttle, 327 feet, a prototype of a new rocket called Ares 1.
This rocket wasn't even conceived of 4 years ago. And so it's just an awesome experience to be here when you watch a rocket like this. It's just an incredible thing to be a part of.
Cowart is the deputy mission manager for Ares 1X. The X stands for experimental. This particular rocket is a mix of real rocket parts and dummy versions. For example, the crew capsule perched on top is just a mock-up that's the right size and weight. No one will be on board, and it's not going into space. But the rocket is covered with over 700 sensors. They'll collect data during the 2 minutes of powered flight as the rocket goes 28 miles up. Cowart says the lower stage will separate, and parachutes will bring it down safely to the Atlantic so a ship can recover it.
And then the upper stage, once it separates, it becomes just a giant lawn dart, and it's going to hit the water, you know, several hundred miles an hour, about 140 miles out, and break up and sink to the bottom.
Cowart says his team will learn a lot about how this tall, skinny rocket responds to the stress of liftoff.
We like to use the rather what's become a rather trite phrase that we're rocket scientists, but it is what we're doing. This is really rocket science, and it's not something you do on a lark. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
But things might soon get even harder than just rocket science. The White House recently asked a panel of 10 independent experts to review all of NASA's plans for human spaceflight. It released its final report last week. MIT astronautics professor Edward Crawley was on the panel. He says they had no doubt that given enough time and money, NASA could successfully develop and fly Ares 1.
That's really not the central question. The central question is not whether can NASA build the Ares 1. Really, the question is should NASA build the Ares 1.
He says the rocket design made sense when it was first planned.
But times have changed. The budgetary environment has become much more tight. And the understanding of the cost and schedule to develop the Ares 1 has matured.
In short, it's taking longer to develop this rocket than people originally thought. The space shuttles are supposed to be retired next year. Crawley says, under the best of circumstances, Ares 1 won't be ready until 2017. That's really too late for its main mission, taking astronauts up to the space station. The space station currently only has funding through 2015. Even if the station gets money to last another 5 years, that would eat up part of NASA's budget and probably cause more delays for Ares 1.
And really the question before NASA, and as framed by the committee, is are there alternatives that would deliver a capability earlier and at a lower cost, but with the same criteria for safety?
For example, private companies are developing rockets that could take crews and cargo up into orbit close to Earth, letting NASA focus on bigger rockets that could go to the moon or beyond. I asked John Cowart, back at the launch pad, if his team's morale was suffering because these questions were being raised right before their first big flight test.
I would say probably it has the opposite effect. When we see these things, which don't put Ares, what we consider to be in the best light, it actually inspires us to make this rocket do better.
He said people ask him why do this test at all if it's not clear the rocket will move forward. He tells them no matter what happens, the data will be useful for rocket science.
And to borrow a quote from one of my favorite rocket designers, Wernher von Braun, one good test is worth 1,000 expert opinions.
The test flight is scheduled for 8 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.